It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
I said earlier, we literally dive off into the deep end with no filters, no fucks to give about what we're saying or any of the comments or opinions stated, because everyone is entitled to their own opinion. If you really think about it, the world's full of people with opinions. It's your fucking choice to choose whether the fuck you want to be affected by it, be offended by it, or learn from it, or just let it brush off on shoulder. This is exactly what we're supposed to do here. We tell the truth. We say it how it is. I mean, that's just, in a way, how I am. Well, more ways than one, how I am. Because why lie to people? Why bullshit? So, reiterating my comment when we just very first started. I made some comments earlier, right? About conversation. I just, you know, I've had this conversation probably a couple times over the last probably a year. I was joking with Julie the other day, right, about you know, not really joking about this these situations and stuff, because no one getting their heart fucking broken and wronged and stuff in relationships at school by any means whatsoever. So I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just making fun of my own past. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I've been hurt every single fucking which way. Bitches cheating on you, ghosting you, leaving you for someone else. Someone playing you, someone dating you, someone just slowly stopped talking to you for a while. Dude, I can't even literally keep track. There's so much shit that goes on. It's like one of those, you know, I have to really think about it in the heat, the spur of the moment, or something has to remind me of it. But, dude, how fucking crazy would it be, ladies and gentlemen? All right, drum roll, please, for this episode of Truth Speech with the King. How fucking crazy would it be if your lover or your significant other or your person or your wifey or your girlfriend left you for a lesbian or for a bitch? Meaning, what if they left? So your wife leaves you for another girl. How the fuck would you feel about it? Now, I'm not signaling and or saying this is anything I'm dealing with. It's just something that popped into my head at the spur of the moment. It popped in my head and I just, you know, thought, what the hell? I'm so glad we didn't do the rough draft with this podcast because, oh my God, the first 8 minutes was terrible. You're all over the place. Literally. So, there has been times over time before, obviously before when I was like, just, you know, roaming free and just, you know, no fucks in the world to give. I would see lots and lots and lots of people. Been around lots of people. Now, I'm the type that doesn't like to fucking be around people. You know, I like people, but I only like my circle of people. I don't give a fuck about any of these other people. You know, I'm very respectful, and I treat others how they want to be treated. No, I treat people how they treat me, point blank. You know, I very rarely let anyone disrespect me when it comes down to it. So, getting into the main topic. And by the way, we have some good old-fashioned motherfucking notes written. We got our notes written on the side. That's how bored you got to fucking be at sometimes. But hey, it's necessary sometimes when you have a podcast. It's necessary if you're having a show. It's necessary if you want to cover specific topics. So back to what we were saying. If someone left you for a lesbian, how would you feel? Dude, I think like for myself, fucking personally, if I was thinking about it, like, dude, every fucking thing possible has happened to me. And I just lost everything to a lesbian. So, mind you, so what sparked this conversation is not that I'm just thinking about lovers leaving someone for lesbians. No. So, I don't know if Julie would get mad at me for saying this, but or talking about this on here. But probably, I mean, I don't know. Who cares, man? Let's talk about it. We gotta spread some knowledge in here, and wisdom, and we gotta persuade, and we gotta entertain, and we gotta keep you guys informed and awakened to all possible walks of bullshit that come across in life here. That's what we're aiming to do. But quickly, before we get to the story, before we forget. Just kidding. Before we take another month off from the podcast, just kidding. But do us a favor, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have not subscribed to True Speech with the King, be sure to subscribe. You don't have to subscribe on all platforms. No, choose one and stick with it. Choose one and stick with it. Mind you, the Spotify for Podcasters app is fantastic. You can use it to create your own podcast, submit your own music, you know, have the coolest discussions ever. You can be at any part of the world. You can be any part with any person, anywhere and everywhere with a Wi-Fi and or data connection other than being with Bigfoot up in the mountains or some shit like that. But, dude, you can record a podcast anywhere. And on top of that, what I was reiterating to, it shows us the percentages for each and every single platform that you guys choose to use, or, and you know, the female audience to male audience and all that. So it shows you all these different interesting different diagrams. I think I'm gonna say that right, diagrams. And also you can visit our Instagram, Truth Speech Pod, both on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/ Truth Speech Pod, x.com/GTKingOfficial. And G_official on Instagram. And for me, folks, for me exclusively on this episode of True Speech with the King, I'm just kidding, I'm trying to make a three-peat of a rhyme. allmylinks.com/GTKingOfficial. You can click the link in my bio as well. And I'll take you to all of our social media, everything and everything. Kicking it with, or excuse me, True Speech with the King. Can you fucking believe I said kicking it? Dude, I have a kicking it, the black edition of the Kicking It With The King shirt, sponsored by the Living and Surviving Hell on Earth ebook that I originally had wrote early last year. So now back to what we were talking about. So Julie is telling me just constantly, you know, I've never really thought about it till today or till yesterday. I was really thinking about it. So she's telling me there's this bitch at her job. Like she's had, you know, over the years and over time at some of the previous jobs that she's worked, because she's works as a nurse, right? So she's had, you know, in the hospital system, in the first responders, I was gonna say in the first responder systems, but in the hospital system, in the hospital world, dude, just in that portion of the world or whatever, you know, in that world, I just freaking blew that up completely. So in that part of the world, in the work world, you got to think a lot of these fucking nurses and doctors. I was literally asking yesterday, do you think all these doctors and nurses are fucking each other on the side? Dudes cheating on their wives. Women gobbling multiple cocks down. Hey, women's assistant, get your ass over here and make me a sandwich. Can you hand me my stethoscope? I'm going to stick it up your pussy. I'm just kidding. Very, very visual and very aggressive with those words here. But you guys think they're fucking? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, man. I mean, that's a case at a lot of fucking jobs, dude. Let me tell you, man, there's some straight sluts at some of these jobs, man. Especially fast food, man. And or jobs where you can just fuck off and get paid for it in a way, like, you know. And then just like, okay, I don't know what jobs don't let you fuck off. I mean, I wouldn't suggest someone to go work somewhere where they can just fuck off. I mean, me personally, I mean, I'm not going to say that I haven't before. But, you know, it's just like, it's a period of time. You know, if you like your money, you don't fuck with their money. You don't like people fucking with their money, then it's all good. But what I was going to say, like, so women are complete sluts at work. Now, I'm not saying all women are sluts. I'm not saying all you guys are the same. I'm not saying anything. There's no one in the world that's singularly the same. You know, we have similar traits, similar behavior, similar. I can't say that fucking word right. Similar characteristics. You know what I mean? But no human is any exactly the same. So, I mean, I don't think that people should pressure themselves to think that they're the same or they need to be the same. In my opinion, I feel like that's where most of the world's problems come from. As in for every individual specifically, or every group of individual, or section, or row, whatever the fuck you want to allude to them as, or refer to them as. People need acceptance. People need to be liked. This ain't my case. I don't give a fuck if you motherfuckers don't like me or not. Whoever likes me. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But you can't tell that to every single person in the world that goes through that. You know, some people, you know, not everyone's going to be a hardcore motherfucker that's going to stand up and just say fuck you to all those people that don't like you. I mean, everybody deserves to be accepted. I don't think anyone deserves to be judged or ridiculed against, or, you know, discriminated against, or, racially profiled or anything like that. And this world has enough of that as it is. Dude, we went from jumping from lesbians to, what'd you get? I'm talking about relationships, to giving motivational advice. That's how and why. That's why we can do the shit we do here on the show. And talk shit and stuff like that when we do that too. So, it creates a huge, huge crack in the system. Like, it really, really fucks the system up, the way that everything works. You know, instead of someone being themselves or going about things as themselves or thinking for themselves or not having people try to persuade them every single direction and avenue and every little turn that they try to approach, it's better for you to be able to think for yourself. I mean, obviously, like I said, I'm open to ideas personally, from the way I look at it. Now, you can be open to ideas. You can be open for interpretation. You can be open for persuasion towards whatever it is, you know. And like I said, people pick up different things as time goes by, and who you surround yourself with is, you know, a big percentage and big portion of where you learn your stuff, especially at an early age growing up. It's something that is crucial and very important, more so towards the side of your friends and your parents and your family and everybody around you, all the people that you care about. Everybody that's responsible for your development, your personal development, your emotional development, your physical and your overall mental health, and all that stuff is fucking important. Pay attention to it. Those thoughts are brought to you by your mom. I'm just kidding. I won't charge you guys for that. I'm just joking one more time, ladies and gentlemen. We're fucking around here. We're fucking zooted and booted here on this episode of True Speech with Zicking. We're nearly 10 plus minutes into the show, and we haven't even used my favorite catchphrase of the whole podcast. I know Julie slightly gets a little annoyed when I say it, but ladies and gentlemen, we're one of the chillest, most informative, one of the most relaxing, one of the most jumpy podcasts where we jump from multiple topics. We make points off of every topic we make. We always try to, we jump into different topics, like we're jumping into different movie scenes or something, or different versions or different things that have to do with the same topic that had traction around that same topic or something like that. But anyways, guys, I'm pretty sure you guys are tired of hearing me bullshitting and jump from topic to topic. We were talking about something interesting in the beginning of the show, so we're going to jump back to it, and we are going to stick to it. So, I have a poll question for all you guys, a poll question for everyone listening on today's show. I mean, obviously, it's probably a fucked and retarded thing to ask someone. Forgive me for the word retarded. I know some people get offended by that. I'm sorry. We're all a little retarded and a little bit inside. But do you think, I mean, I think, honestly, because like I said, there, the chick that came into my store yesterday looked like a big, tough chick, a Mexican girl, I believe. And first and foremost, like, I never fucking got and understood whether or not you call a girl that's Mexican Latina. Like, what are the means to call them a Latina? What qualifies as a Latina or Latino? You know, what qualifies? If they're mixed, like white and Latina, or white and Mexican, black and Mexican, which one qualifies? I don't fully know. Someone answer me that question. Answer it to yourself, and answer it to yourself, and just answer the question within. But mind you, so this chick looks tough and looks like a badass, is savage, but I'm pretty damn sure she's lesbian. Now, I don't know. I know how we started the show. I know we jumped off into the deep end. I know that I'm not just here talking about any random person. It's just different shit that I see. I see everything, man. You know, I'm very observant. I remember lots of things about people. So this chick's a lesbian, right? So it made me think of the question. Have any of you guys ever turned someone the opposite sexual orientation? Meaning what I'm alluding to. Have you ever made a lesbian chick go back to liking dick? Do I think, I mean, if I wasn't in a relationship, I mean, I just don't think that would be the priority. Now, as in, like, if I liked you, if I really liked this person or wanted to hang out with them bad, or you don't want to hang out, I said, is like this person. You don't just sit around and like people. You probably just want to fuck them. That's what, no one just hangs out nowadays. No friends just hang out. All of you guys are just boning, just like the nurses and the doctors and the medical field. That's what it was, the medical field. I was trying to refer to that, like the medical field world. That's where everybody's doing all their weird shit. But it's all right, man. Like I was saying, and to get off the lesbian topic, because, dude, I tell Julie all the time, like, please don't ever fucking leave me for a bitch. Don't ever leave me for some pussy. Please. I mean, if I hadn't thought everything happened to me, that would truly be the definition of when shit truly does. Finally, everything happens. And then, dude, you just want to give up on relationships, love, and all of the motherfucking above. Now, dropping down to the second thing that we were alluding to earlier. The workforce world is full of sluts, depending on the field that you get in. Dude, Amazon over here in California, bunch of attractive men and women. Overall, for everyone, I mean, people think they can go and just pick up on women and stuff there. I mean, people get jobs there to pick up on people. I mean, I've never heard of anything like this, nor would I ever do anything like this. Like, I come to work. I come to fucking prepare. I come to be the best version of myself. I don't come to pick up on anybody. I'm, in fact, the opposite. All these little hoes out there that go around giving people compliments and you know, thinking that everybody wants them, that's completely far from true. Anybody that has to try hard to get someone to want them is not meant to either be wanted or deserve to have someone else. I wouldn't have to try. I'd just be myself. That's the difference. That's what I was saying earlier. You got to be yourself. You can't let anyone think for you. You can't be persuaded by the wrong things. Now, you can be persuaded by the right things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not telling you that persuasion isn't a good thing. It's just what you're persuaded by. It's what you're motivated by. It's what drives you. If you let some fucktards drive you, some absolute fucking idiots drive you, or motivate you, or get you mad, or get under your skin, who's really winning there? If you let someone constantly agitate you multiple times, a bunch of the times over the same things, it no longer becomes a mistake. Their sorries or any of their bullshit that they come at you with is bullshit. You know, if you do something after like the first 10,000 times, I think it's a choice. So the outcome is the outcome, and you've got to deal with it, point blank. We've got to take accountability for our actions. We have to step up to the plate. We got to be better than we were yesterday. We have to look to thrive and look to be better each and every single day. And point blank, to finalize and answer the question earlier, do I think I could turn someone who was lesbian back to being straight? There's a fun answer to that, and there's a logical answer to that. I think it depends on how lodged in and deep these girls are with their lesbian activity or their thoughts and belief and their mind persuade. Like, they're persuading themselves that they are into women. All these people that claim all these gender or, you know, orientations and all this shit that goes around and circulates around the world, it's all in your head. It's all a mental battle warfare, mental warfare. I am a fucking alien. I'm not even from Earth. That's what I claim. I don't sit around and claim anything. I'm a man, and I like pussy. And I'm straight as a board. Let me tell you. But moving along, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, give our show a 5-star rating, 5-star review. And point blank, like I was saying earlier about the, I don't know, I think it was on the last episode. By the way, episode 495 is available. As you said, it was our first episode back after after a month and 1 week. And we returned in style points on Sunday. And here we are back on a Tuesday evening. The sun's gone down, and it looks like it's almost nearly 6 p.m. Very different from when we're back early on, and we were literally back at like random ass times in the morning. Like, dude, episode 454 was our top rated show of this year. And I was telling Julie earlier, mind you, we will hit 500 episodes before 2023 is up. You can bet that, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, 5-star rating. You could follow us directly on Instagram, like I said, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram. Spotify, you subscribe to our show on Spotify. Leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Positive feedback is welcome. Strongly encouraged, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for you. So, what's next? Okay, so we're already in December, man. Holy shit. Can you believe it? Any of you guys went Christmas shopping yet? How are the wallets doing? Are they crying? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I'd say with the same thing with Thanksgiving. I don't really fucking celebrate it. I mean, it's not that I don't want to, dude. It's just like that. It's in the air. The feeling's in the air. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, well, it doesn't feel like it. Then again, it's like, dude, okay, well, everybody's out. I mean, a lot of my family actually lives out of state, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys didn't know, like, I've lived in California all my life, but a lot of my main courses of my family moved over to Washington. But, you know, there's family everywhere and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not keen to, you know, obviously I haven't lived in one spot my whole entire life, but I'd say now, stat-wise, I'd say that I've lived over here. So there's not a heavy amount of things to do. I'm like, mind you, this was the first Thanksgiving that I, the best part of Christmas, by the way, is getting Christmas money and the cards and stuff, or the birthday cards and shit like that. That was always the best. But So, like I said, this is the first Thanksgiving that I had off, I think, in the last 3 years. So it was kind of different. I wasn't used to it, or I was used to it, or either I would work in the morning. I think it was like one of the Thanksgivings. I worked in the fucking morning or something. So, I mean, a lot of jobs, you know, more commonly. We still got to get back onto that topic. We're talking about the job with the jobs earlier, like how it's full of sluts and stuff. But most jobs, like if you're a manager, if you're working at like a fast food based restaurant or customer service based or like a gas station or some shit like that, depending on your availability and depending on just who you are and everything, just how everything fits itself into the reality, it's more than likely you probably will work on those days. So as in for this Christmas, I like getting gifts, man. I don't mind. I mean, I like getting gifts, but I've said for like the longest time, I like to give gifts rather than get, because I just enjoy the fucking reactions of people. I enjoy the anticipation, frustration at times when you're trying to decide what the fuck to get them. You're trying to decide how to go about it. Mind you, I am the worst present wrapper in the fucking world. Man, I'll just get you a gift bag and put some tissue paper up in that shit. Because, you know, dude, I cannot wrap for shit. At least when it comes to Christmas gifts and stuff. Here we go. We're about to have a little Toki Toke. If you aren't getting high, then what the fuck are you doing, motherfuckers? Man, I mean, I've changed over the years, man. And I think society has changed a long ways, a lot of ways well. And what I'm referring to, dude, the moment in life where I stopped giving a fuck about Christmas, at least from a human perspective, was when the kids started knowing what the fuck they were getting before they got it. It's like the parents would essentially tell them what they're getting before it. Oh, so you're getting me this gift because it's a day in the world, in history, Christmas? Okay. So because it's Christmas, you get me gifts. I get gifts from everybody. Okay. It's like the second other holiday other than my birthday that I like. My birthday lasts for weeks, bitches. You know what I mean? But it's, I mean, I like gifts. I mean, I don't go too crazy or anything like that. I mean, I really don't spend too much money on other people like that. I'm cheap, man. I'm a cheap asshole, I think, honestly. I'm just kidding. Damn. But, I don't have any plans, man. Other than to stay fucking warm, because goddamn, at times in the morning and kind of going towards the evening time, like right now, because like where my desk is and stuff, where I do the podcast at majority of the time, when it's not absolutely fucking cold in this season and stuff like that, like it's not too bad. And there's times it's been fucking hot in here, man. I'm just sitting right in front of the window, but like right now, for example, sit in front of the window, I'm just like, oh, dude, it's fucking cold. It's cold as fucking ice. It's cold as a beach. And I just try not to let it affect. You know, I've always said, like, I mean, I always ask this common question to a lot of people. Like, would you rather be hot or cold? I'd rather be, if you say you'd rather be hot, go fuck yourself, please. Go fuck yourself with no lube. Go fuck yourself really hard. Go fuck yourself with no lube and fuck yourself in the ass when it comes to that. Go kill yourself, too. Go kill yourself if it comes down to that. Okay, so I'd rather be cold, and let me tell you why. Because I can always just bundle up. Get in the blankets. Put some extra layers on. But if I can't, and the negatives of the cold is when you have to take a shit or a piss, let alone you got a queen-size bed, and you got to get the fuck off your bed, and you gotta put socks on, because I don't sleep with socks. Does anyone here sleep with socks on? I don't know. I'm just not too prone or keen to do that. I mean, that's just not my style. You know what I mean? That's what I'm meaning by it. Like, I mean, I just feel like, I don't know, it feels like it's an extra layer of bullshit I got to keep with me when I'm sleeping. You know, I'm not one to really, I mean, I hardly ever sleep with the socks on, but dude, that, the initial whiff of the cold ass air when you get out of the shower butt naked, gotta be some of the worst feelings ever, and I know you guys have all felt those. It's always the fucking worst, dude. Oh my god, it's sometimes ice cold. But like me, like when I'm at work or something like that, I keep myself busy, man. I keep myself absolutely busy. And like just running back and forth and shit. Is there any spirits in here? Blink again if you're a spirit. There's just like a spirit in this room right now. I just go like back and forth, you know what I mean? So I kind of keep my body heat a little bit higher. So, it kind of makes up for it and cancels itself out. But moving along, ladies and gentlemen, y'all are probably wondering, I mean, I don't know if you alluded to it in the last episode, what the fuck have I been up to for a month and 1 week? I've been doing a lot of learning about positive and negative in life and with wires and stuff. I think I kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday. But so earlier I ordered a kit, right, for the electric scooter. And I'm heavily into these damn things. So it needs a new controller, which is like the speed controller, which determines the speed. And, you know, it's like essentially the brain of the scooter. So this kit comes with a throttle. It comes with the display, the LED display, like the miles per hour and shit. It comes with a controller that you need and the taillights and stuff like that. But I figure I just get it all in one go so I don't have to keep on fucking around with it. Scooter, you know, I'm putting brand new parts on it, brand new controller. I mean, it's the same battery. Put a brand new brake in it, and it's a work in progress, man. Excuse me, I rarely sneeze on the podcast. Excuse me, babies. But for those who want to know, like, people ask what was wrong with it to begin with. The charge port, I believe when I ran into it, when I crashed, the charge port was rocked and, after that crash in real time, I was just like, dude, I'm more fucked up than this scooter is. It doesn't even look like it was damaged. And then you go and you look and, you know, just cause something wasn't damaged visually, inside everything was rocked. I mean, like, the charge port was loose and got knocked out of play. And it was just loose from all that whole time until I finally decided to open the scooter and see where it was coming from. And I kind of sealed up the little jolt and whatnot. But eventually, I don't know, the charge port, so it stopped charging. So I want to see what was wrong and, you know, accidentally pull off the charging thing. Then on top of that, just go and discover other things and... you know, it's been like that for over 2 weeks. My throat's hurting. Is that bad for my throat to be hurting? Am I getting sick? It's always towards December, man. If it's not November, it's December that it happens. And I know what's been going around and all that. What, am I going to get COVID again? Do I have to get the triple vaccination? Why the fuck is this light, like, flickering like that? Is there a spirit in here? Javier, are you in here? I'm going to get so fucking in trouble for that. I don't know. No, I really believe in that shit, though. That's why I should snub that part out. I'm going to get in so much trouble. But, yeah, man. So, I've just gotten... I mean, I got the wrong parts. Other than the brake and stuff. And I got a new replacement brake for it. I mean, I'm obviously... One of these days, I want to get a better battery. But, damn, those batteries are fucking expensive. But... this controller is a little, allows the scooter to go faster in a way. You know, it's like, it's not going to go out of the realm of what it used to. Like, meaning it's not going to be ultimately like the super fastest electric scooter ever. But we are rebuilding it. It comes with the new front light as well, too. And, you know, dude, just the decals and stuff. It's like I'm building my own scooter from the bottom up again, putting new parts in it and everything. I mean, the wheels are real good on that thing, dude. The how fucking hard I hit that, what's it called? What the fuck do you call it? The roundabout or some shit? Like, you know, there's a gas station that I pulled into on that video that I showed you guys. And I just didn't see it. And I was going too damn fast. And I probably had a couple or a few shots in my system probably. So, mind you, I just didn't see it. It looked flatter than it was. And, yeah, I paid the price bad. But, yeah, I mean, all those parts, you know, I'm on the verge of replacing. I'm probably going to put a new battery in there the next thing to think about. Maybe get some new handlebars as well. And vice versa. So that will be cool. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, is that it for us today? I mean, obviously, I know this is like a shorter episode. But we're on a time schedule today, and you know the days we're on a time schedule, so we can't really like sit around and, I mean, I would love to, mind you, I would love to, but yeah, on the time schedule days, we can't really do too much. But you know, as we said, we're approaching, we're more than midway, we're like right at the front door of 500 episodes, baby. Can't fucking wait. Can you? It's going to be a huge milestone. Guarantee we will get through it before 2023. Because I believe we will be back. Not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. How about that? And we'll have plenty of time to work on the scooter. I mean, all the parts that are coming on Saturday. And all that. You know, they all, you know, got to connect them all. And, you know, put them in the scooter and all that. And you know, everything. And anything and everything. It's fun. I fucking love it. Two wheels, that fucker is fast, man. It's probably gonna be a little faster too, so that'll be pretty cool. But ladies and gentlemen, as you said, we are not going any fucking where. So follow us on Instagram, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram, Truth Speech Pod on X, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/truthspeechpod, x.com/gtkingofficial, and Instagram and Threads, gtheking_official, and then some. We're available everywhere you get your shows. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Thank you all for tuning in on Sunday. And yeah, the day before the day before the day. So we're back. We were back today on a Tuesday. And we were back on a Sunday. We were previously here on a Sunday. Sunday, Tuesday, and probably Friday we'll be back too. So we'll probably be back on Friday. If not Friday, Saturday. If not Saturday, earlier. You never know when we could surprise you, ladies and gentlemen. We're just not going a long-ass time because we are going to cruise our way out of here in 500 episodes or more, folks. But without further ado, that is our show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gabriel Hernandez. This is True Speech with the King, episode 496. Appreciate y'all for joining in. Thank you all for always tuning in. Thank you all for your support. Thank you guys all for being the best fucking people on the fucking planet. Remember, don't let the truth be silenced. Let your voice be heard. Silence those who silence you or attempt to silence you. We are out of this bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back sooner rather than later. We're out of this bitch. Peace. Bye, folks.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene, real fast. It's time to
down the ride. Right. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky, it's time to ride. Right. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky.
Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.